fly more than anything, and unfortunately, sometimes you have to fly in this business. And I was going out to do the Mike Douglas show, which is in Cleveland, and in order to do the Mike Douglas show, you have to fly to Cleveland. Because if you stay in New York and make faces in the mirror, they don't pay you. And, you know, so I'm flying out to Cleveland, and I hate to fly, and I believe in omens. And I wake up that morning, and it's a blizzard. And I'm in the taxi going out to LaGuardia Airport, and I look out of my taxi window, and flying along with the taxi is a black albatross. Whistling going my way. So we get to LaGuardia Airport, and by this time, it's a terrible blizzard, terrible, terrible. And nobody's flying. My airlines is going. I said, yeah. What are you trying to prove? Don't go, I won't tell, I promise. And it's like, stop it. You know. And it's like, there's nothing to worry about, you know. And they give me a rabbit's foot and a cross. And, that's because I was going tourist, yeah. The first class each got their own priest. So anyhow, so... it pays to spend. And they take... plane, and the plane is parked in front of the hangar, and even the plane looks afraid, and it's got its wings folded over its nose. And on the side of the plane is the plane's name, which is the Flying Titanic. So off. There and we're all looking at the plane, and there's a man standing right next to me, also looking at the plane, and he's saying things like, if God wanted man to fly, he'd give him wings. And he's our pilot. So, which I should have guessed from the cape and the S. But anyhow, so. We start to load us on the plane, and we're going up the, what do you call it? The gangplank. Yeah, whatever they call it nowadays. So I use a negative cleverly, and I turn to the stewardess, and I said, there isn't enough room, is there? And she said, there's lots now that the rats have left. So, nobody loves a you-know-what, miss. So anyhow, so we get on the plane, and the stewardess sits us down, and she says Kaddish, and then... she starts to give us her speech. And she's a very negative stewardess, you know? And instead of saying things like, if we ditch, you know, she goes, when we ditch, and the sharks come at ya, kill them with a blunt instrument, like your arm. And I started crying, what sharks, what ditching? We're flying to Cleveland. Check your atlas, you fool. She goes over and she kicks the door shut from the outside. So, stewardesses hate women. Like the men in the, like you don't know this because like they're always dressed up in those little uniforms. But like, they're very nice. To the men, they're always saying things like, you know, coffee, tea, or what will you, sir? But to the women, they're like super polite, you know. And, you know, just, and you can't blame them, though, because they're all single. And they fire them at 26. They have a definite deadline, you know. They don't fool around. So our stewardess is like all over the men. And I was saying little things to her like, excuse me, have you got a throw-up bag? And, she says, it's not my aisle. And she was so rotten. She sold me a magazine. Now. And somebody had colored it. So anyhow, we blow into Cleveland an hour ahead of schedule because we're on the tail end of this hurricane. And the airlines did not know what to do with us because it had never happened in their history that anyone even came in near schedule. So they got together for a conference, and to kill time, they put us through customs.